We now will talk track here. The Scott City track team off to a good start here. They were just at Pratt last Friday, and they had a good run there. Girls finishing fourth as a team, boys finishing second, and very competitive track meet there at Pratt's here. We're going to be talking to a couple of the vaulters here, both the seniors, starting off here with Paige Volgamore joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Thank you here. Well, you did it. School record last week there, 11 feet, and that had to be pretty tough considering all the weather conditions.
Yeah, it was exciting. The weather, it wasn't good, and the wind definitely messed with my step a little bit, but at the same time, you know, it kind of helps you at the top of the vault, I think. So it definitely could have been worse. At least it wasn't a headwind.
That is very true. Yeah, that makes a big difference there. But I you got to probably be used to vaulting in all the different elements, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But what felt good about that, getting that 11-foot there and the improvement not only from last week but also your personal best?
It was really good. I was a little disappointed because I kind of skimmed the bar with my shoulder, and it wasn't quite good enough for me to really – you know, make it for me in my head. But then my 11.6, my third attempt at 11.6 was just as close as, like, oh, not quite as close as my attempt at 11 foot that I actually cleared. But it made me feel very confident that 11 foot I had done. And I hope to get 11.6 at our next meet.
Yeah, hopefully that's Friday there at the Smoky Valley. But that should be, as a vaulter, that'll be kind of fun there, because you'll see one of the best there in the state there on Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, it'll be a really competitive meet because, yeah, not only Belle, who's obviously the best, but then after Belle, she's got, like, two more sisters, and then there's some other good vaulters at Smoky Valley. So not only for me, but Liv will have some good competition there.
Yeah, and how fun is that to have a couple of them, you and Olivia there, kind of pushing each other a little bit this year?
It is super fun. You know, we've taken first and second at both of our meets so far, and it's really fun to compete with her. I really enjoy that.
All right. Hopefully it's a good day for you there on Friday, and then, of course, we get the home meet next week there and get the vault on the final time here in Scott City. Paige Volgamore joining us here. Congratulations on the school record there, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Paige Volgamore joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we talk to Lauren Froh here. He also has had a very good season so far vaulting here. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you have won both your meets here, and you went 14 feet the other day, too?
Yes, that's correct.
So you've been there twice, right?
Yes, this is my second time hitting 15,
well,
14.
I guess consistency is the key, right?
Yes, that's right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been a couple different weather conditions there. Was it a little bit more challenging last Friday than maybe the first meet to hit that height?
Absolutely. It's going to be different every meet. What more can you ask for? You're in Western Kansas.
You're used to anything by now.
That's right, yeah.
But, yeah, can you believe it's the senior year of track and last sport of high school?
No, it all went by so fast. I've had a blast through high school, and I'm glad I can compete this last senior season.
Yeah, and you guys have had a pretty good run so far through the vaulting. The first couple of meets, you and your brother Carson, and also in there Colin McDaniel. But what's something that you guys have done that's been impressive here so far?
Well, I really like the camaraderie that we have between our team and our vaulters. So I've really enjoyed that, and I've really helped. I've really enjoyed watching everybody grow in their pole vaulting forms and so on. So that's probably what I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah, Friday should be a fun one there at Smoky Valley. Hopefully you're able to get it in, and then Tuesday gets vaulted home for one final time. That's got to be kind of bittersweet.
Bittersweet, yep, that's the right word for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. What's the height you want to hit by the end of the year?
Well, I'd like to hit 15.6. I'd say that was my goal.
All right. Do you feel like that you've been, maybe as the season goes, that you could be pretty close and hit that by maybe league or regionals?
Absolutely. I sure hope so, and I'm going to try my hardest, absolutely.
Well, you've had a fun run here so far, and I just say thanks again for joining us here, Lauren, and good luck to you coming up here for this season here.
Yep, and I would like to give a shout-out to Jamie Martinez, his 50th birthday today.
All right, there you go.
Now I'm joined here with Coach Jim Turner here as we talk track. Scott City was at Pratt Invitational, first ever Pratt meet last Friday, and Coach, pretty a cold and windy day last Friday from what I can remember here, and I imagine it was there too at Pratt there, and I know probably some of the times weren't what you wanted, but overall your boys placed second as a team and girls were fourth there, and a team with a lot of 4A and 5A schools as well in it. I think you had to be pretty happy overall how you guys were able to compete with the adverse conditions.
Yeah, I don't think I'm still warmed up yet. You know, a week later or whatever, it was pretty bad. I mean, it wasn't freezing cold, but then when you throw in a 35-mile-an-hour wind, it got pretty chilly, especially when the sun started going down. But for the conditions, we competed okay. You know, we didn't see a lot of PRs unless they're in short sprints or something with the wind behind their back. And probably the big one would be, you know, Paige Volgamore broke her own school record, her and Madison Chaplin's, that went 11-foot. So that was a big deal there. But she's been looking pretty good at practice. And Isaac had a good 100 and 200, you know, with the wind behind him, but got out and ran really well and won both of those. But we, you know, anytime the wind got involved in our face, it became a big issue for everybody on the track, not just us.
But, you know, from first meet to second meet, and considering all the conditions, do you feel like that your team made some improvements along the way?
Well, I hope so. I hope it's a little conditioning stuff, because it's so hard to tell when you start looking at times. I mean, we had a lot of wind at Ulysses, but it was actually a little warmer the first meet. And then, of course, we turn around this, and it's cold and more wind out of the opposite direction, you know, so it's really hard to think about times. We need a nice warm day with a 10-mile-an-hour breeze or 15, you know, to kind of see where we're at. Usually when it gets warmer, times come down.
Yeah, you mentioned Isaac in that 100, and looked like he did pretty solid as well in the 200 and 400 despite the wind. And did you like that he was able to kind of finish strong there in that 100, after the false start the week before?
Yeah, I think he was one of the last guys out of the blocks, him and Lance, you know, and I think he was just making sure he didn't false start like last week, but he really came on strong. And Lance finished well, too, in the 100. His 200 also was good. His 400 open four wasn't very good, but he came back in a 4x4 and ran a 52, mid-52 split. So, you know, he just struggled with the wind on the back stretch in the open quarter and, you know, kind of hammered him a little bit. He didn't have a very good time at all in the open, but... You know, so, yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of mental stuff in track, and if you false start once, it's kind of mental, and you just want to play it real safe. And, you know, so he got a bad start and ran 11:28. Hopefully we can see him run a little better as we move on.
Well, on the girls' side, look like you guys are pretty good. You mentioned Paige Volgamore breaking the school record there in the pole vault, 11 feet. That's pretty good, second meet of the year. And you also had some pretty good times out on the track, despite and good finishes, I should say, with all the wind issues.
Yeah, I think, you know, Paige probably the second best jump in 3A, maybe in the whole state, because that Peters girl from Smoky Valley is probably the best jumper in the state. She's gone 12, I think, already. You know, just tough for us that we're all 3A this year. But, if we make it through the weather and get to go to Smoky Valley, we'll see her and her two sisters or cousins or whatever they are at the Smoky Valley meet. So, you know, there's good competition there, so... We did some good stuff on the track. You know, it's kind of hard to look at times, but did some good stuff with some running pretty tough. Roberto in the open eight ran a really good race, and Kennedy ran the first 800 of her career on the leading off the 4x8 and ran a really nice split and looked strong and got off the track and said that wasn't so bad. And well, you probably didn't run fast enough, but it's supposed to hurt more than that. But you know, so some good things that we saw, you know, throughout. And. And then, of course, some bad, but that's normal at a track meet with 18 events.
Well, now you look ahead here. Hopefully Friday the weather will change its mind and be a lot better as you go to the Smoky Valley Invitational. And then, of course, the big Scott City Relay is coming up here next Tuesday. So a couple of pretty big track meets for you guys coming up.
Yeah, I think we've got 17 teams counting us at Scott City Relay. And it's not a division meet anymore, 1A, 2A divided, and then 3A, 4A. It's all together. That year we had to reschedule and we couldn't get everybody back. The coaches just thought, let's just go all compete together, and they kind of liked it. And we've kept, you know, over 15 teams. If it ever dies off, we may have to see about splitting it back up to bring some back. But I mean, most of the smaller school coaches said we like to compete against the bigger schools sometimes, which we do too. Like when we went to Pratt and saw Goddard, Eisenhower, and McPherson, kind of like to see those bigger schools on occasion. So, you know, it's a big meet for us, and I think for a lot of schools around here. And, you know, the small schools may not be, you know, have the top level, you know, competition in every single event, but there's definitely some darn good ones here and there. I mean, Ed Leota's going to have a strong team, but, you know, got a really good hurdler and the Whalen kid, and Dighton's got that pole vaulter's gone 14, you know, for the boys, and same thing Colby girls, you know, didn't see much result wise at McCook, but they came the next meet and looked really strong in relays and everything else, so it'll be a really good meet for us.
Should be a fun week for you guys there, and being able to host the meet here next Tuesday, Scott City Relays. Here's Coach Jim Turner joining me. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys coming up here.
All right, thanks, Adam.